We'll kick off with one for you, Barry. Pekka Oilinki has written on our Facebook page, how do we learn to like new tastes and smells? I used to hate the king of the fruits, a durian, but after a few years of learning how it smells and tastes, it's just incredibly good. So please get some durian in the studio, they go on to say, and let's see your reaction to it. No, I don't think we will, actually, but it's banned, I think
it's banned to have it indoors.
It stinks this is rotten flesh, yes, doesn't it? Horrible.
This is a very, very stinky fruit. But of course, once you put it in your mouth, as we talked about earlier, the taste is actually very nice because the brain is handling the aroma coming up from the mouth to the nose differently and projecting to slightly different cortical regions than it does when you smell it from the outside. Now, of course, what the brain does is it learns. There's an association between the prediction of that lovely reward of flavour and eventually tunes out to find it so disgusting to smell this funny smell. It's leading you to the right thing, but you're going to get the right reward. But